You heard that? That means we're back for another podcast at Palisade.
Damn, this is a fire-ass beat.
That's damn straight, Eric. We got some fine-ass beats up in this now.
We got beats for days here at the podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to another podcast at Palisade.
It's good to be back. It's been a long time. We've missed all of you guys.
All of our loyal
12 listeners.
Yeah, 13, 12.
It's good to see you. What do we have on tap today, Hank?
Well, we're going to talk about some beer. We got some good-looking beer here. We're going to talk some fantasy football and discuss how you and I are just smoking the rest of the Southern Heritage Classic League. We're going to give our annual football picks and make our listeners potentially thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, I'm not going to say anything, you know, too flamboyant or anything, but I think we got some winners here, some real winners.
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk, of course, the land.
Cleveland.
The Cleveland
good times
land.
In Cleveland. We're bringing Eric on in a state of absolute euphoria to discuss not only the Cleveland Indians, but also the Cleveland Cavaliers coming back and raising the banner. So I have that to look forward to. And we talk about our lists. We're doing our top five candies in honor of Halloween and our top five holidays. And I'm expecting that to be a...
That'd be a hoot and a half.
Scholarly discussion, I would imagine. You want to do the beers quick?
Let's go ahead and knock them out. I got the Purple Haze by Abita, just outside of New Orleans. Abita is a fantastic product, so the Purple Haze haven't had in a while. On the front, you've got it's a Mardi Gras man with a...
He's got like a mask.
Cat. Yeah, a
scary
mask.
Skull mask. But it looks very New Orleans-y.
Yeah, it's blue and green. It looks very jazzy.
And I have a Kona longboard from Kona, Hawaii, and it's got a scene of a guy surfing and then another guy surfing with a girl on his shoulders and two surfboards sticking up in the sand and like a volcano in the background.
Aloha, so, man.
Aloha. I'm having a Kona today.
All right,
we'll come back. We'll do our college picks first. We'll be back in a jiff. All right, we're back with our annual college football picks, as Hank said. Annual picks happening almost weekly. I do not understand where that came from, Hank.
Annual a week, once a week. I mean, it's not that hard, you pea brain.
Annual means weekly, obviously.
Weekly in that week.
All right, speaking of Hank being a moron, these are our records so far. Against the spread, I'm 6-5-1, which is a winning record.
Yeah.
I would like to note, Hank against the spread is 3-8-1. It's not very good, Hank. For context, last week, or I guess what was it, 3 weeks ago? It's been a while. Teresa was 2-4, and she knows nothing about football, so she's on your level so far.
Well, I'm
over unders. We are good. I'm 8-4, and you're 7-5. So people bet the overs and unders. We're telling you, maybe don't listen to the other stuff, or do listen. Because we're about to make you rich. All right, Hank, what games do we have?
Right off the bat, we have Washington, who is ranked number 4, versus Utah, who is ranked number 17. Washington is a minus 10, so they're favored by 10 points, and the over-under is 52. Don't know much about Utah. I know Washington's pretty good. They put up 1,000 points a game, something like that. So I'm gonna roll with the chalk here. I'm going to go Washington minus 10 and over 52.
All right. Hank is Washington.
Yeah.
Hank is over. All right, I also know zero things about Utah. I watched them on the second TV for like 3 minutes against UCLA, and I really don't remember anything about that game. I know Washington is very good, but I've only seen them play one time. 10 points, that's kind of a lot. I'm going to go Utah, I think. I'm going Utah, and I'll go over. Do we know what time this game is?
Western time zone. We need to call Adam to confirm this. I'm going to go late at night.
I would guess late at night. Those games get weird. I'm going over.
Yeah.
So we're going different on this one.
Yeah.
So I'm Utah.
Put your money with me. I'll win you some money.
I don't think Utah is going to win. I think Washington's not going to cover.
All right. So next we have Nebraska, who is ranked number 7, versus Wisconsin, who is ranked number 11. And Wisconsin is an 8-point favorite with the over-under 43. What are you thinking on this one?
I haven't watched Nebraska really either this year. 8 seems like a lot for Wisconsin, though. I don't think if they're going to beat you, they're going to beat you by a lot. So I think I'm going to go with Nebraska. I think Nebraska actually might win. And I'll go under. Under for Big Ten games. Seems to be a good strategy we've stuck to so far.
And I'm going Nebraska as well. I like their coach. He used to coach at Oregon State, and I liked his scheme he had. That's about the only thing I know about Nebraska.
Riley?
Riley? Yeah, I like him. I'm going over. I think Nebraska's going to score 43 points themselves. So I'm going Nebraska. They're going to win outright, and they're going to go over 43.
I would go with this game as the most likely game to confuse my uncle, who, when I was up at Notre Dame last time, claimed that he can't remember what colors the teams are anymore, even if they're different colors. We were watching Clemson play NC State. I guess orange and red are kind of close.
But orange.
He said, I don't know which team is which. I said, I think you're senile, uncle. And he didn't like that.
But both of these teams are they're red and white.
This is very confusing to watch. Maybe we don't even know who's scoring during this game.
Yeah, so everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody wins in this game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I like it when everybody wins. We all get a freaking trophy. All right, so next game up, we have Clemson, who is ranked number 3, versus Florida State, who is ranked number 12. Clemson is a 4.5 favorite, over under 60.5. What are you thinking?
Clemson and over. I don't like Florida State. I don't think they're that good.
Okay, I have a conundrum here. I'm trying to work it through. I just can't. You know I like guys with good names, and we have the Dabo versus Jimbo game.
Dabo and Jimbo.
And these are some good redneck names, and I love a good redneck name. And
I think Jimbo gets points for having his last name be Fisher.
No, I think Dabo wins. I think I'm going Dabo.
Doesn't that imply that he's more of a redneck if his last name is Fisher?
No,
he's a fisherman.
You can't. No, you don't go redneck names based off of last name. The redneck name counts when it's their first name or it's their nickname. So like mine is Hank. Like, my real name is William, and you don't get anything for that. So, it's the nickname.
Okay, that's fair.
William is a businessman. Hank is a redneck man. So, it's nicknames and first names.
When you're going to be a lawyer, you're going by William then?
I think ethically.
William by day, Hank by night.
I think ethically, in the rules, I have to advertise as William.
So you have to use your official. Like,
but screw the rules. I mean, I'm Hank. I'm the man. So I might just go by Hank. I haven't decided yet.
Interesting. We'll keep you updated on that, folks.
But I'm going to go Clemson.
Also Clemson.
Yeah, I'm going to go Clemson. I think I'm going to go under. I'm going to go with the under 60.5. Some of these
differing on the over-unders now.
Sometimes, like half the games these teams play versus good teams, one of the teams doesn't show up. So I think somebody's not going to show up.
I agree. That's been happening like seemingly every game this year. Okay. And then UT, South Carolina.
Yeah, Tennessee is ranked number 18 and favored by 13.5 over South Carolina, and the over-under is 50.5. What are you thinking on this?
That's a big number for a team that's been real sketchy, but also when I've watched South Carolina, they just look awful. So, like, I think I'm going with Tennessee on this one. Even though it's at South Carolina, I'm going to go with Tennessee. I don't think 2 touchdowns seems reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Unless they turn it over 500 times like they tend to
do. Like we do every other game. What are you doing over-under?
I'll go under on this one.
Yeah.
Seems right. 50 is pretty high.
I'm going to go Tennessee in the under as well. I mean, like you said, these are just a bunch of South Carolina idiots. We should just smash our brains in. But we'll probably Josh Dobbs will throw 45 interceptions and have 27 fumbles. So
that's a lot of turnovers for one game.
Man. Well, we did have 7 fumbles.
That's true.
Versus Texas A&M and that heartbreak. But anyways, I digress. So we got the picks. We're gonna make you thousands and millions and bazillions of dollars. So just remember who gave you these picks whenever you cash those checks in from your online gambling site. So the big news.
This is great big news. Eric's excited about this.
The host of this radio show and also in the Southern Heritage Classic Fantasy Football League. What are we, Paul?
We are both 6-1. I repeat, 6 wins, 1 loss apiece.
That's pretty outstanding because normally we are in the bottom.
You're definitely at the bottom. I made the playoffs 2 years ago, but Kyle beat me by approximately 500 points.
Yeah.
So I really don't even feel like I was there, but we're really riding high right now. And then our friend K-Not,
he's 5-2.
He lost this week, so he's 5-2. But he's usually even worse than us.
Yes,
he and Adam from California are the two worst in our league every year. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I don't consider Neil a real member of the league sometimes because he's so bad. But K-Not is always awful, and he's having the run of his life right now, too. So everybody's confused. Eric, what's your record this year in fantasy?
3-4.
Eric's 3-4. Ooh. Coming off a win, too, so he's on a hot streak.
Coming off back-to-back.
The back-to-back champ has had a losing record pretty much the whole season. Nobody knows what to think. But you and I are playing each other this week.
We are.
Have you set your lineup yet? Are you picking anybody up?
I tinkered with it. I tried to pick up Ty Montgomery, but it wasn't in the cards for me to pick him up. So the fantasy football gods didn't see it be, so I didn't see it be either. And I'm just going to roll with my starting lineup.
I think that's what I'm going to do, too. It's gotten me here. Why should I not continue? I do have... I know I've got Greg Olsen back after a bye week.
Yes,
so
that's correct.
Good. I think my whole team is pretty much good this week. Let me see what I've got.
I have Antonio Brown on a he's on a bye week, so that's not going to be so good for me. The number one or two wide receiver in the league. So
that's good for me though.
Yeah,
I've got Will Fuller's playing the Lions, so that's a good sign. And Olsen is back, and I've got a full lineup. I've got – my defenses are rough. I have the Bills and the Eagles. Last week, I played the Bills, who got -5. And I put the Eagles on the bench, who had 25.
Oh, well.
And they're both playing pretty good offenses this week. That's really my only down spot.
Yeah. So
so basically, I'm going to win and go to 7-1.
One
of us will be 7-1 after this week. That's unbelievable, Hank.
And even if
– guaranteed a winning record at that point.
The person who loses is still going to be in second. You know, so we're still
right at worst tied with K-Not
if he wins.
I don't know who he's playing.
I don't know. Probably another one. Everybody other than you and me and K-Not, everybody
else
in the league is a mouth breathing idiot. So
Kyle and Abernathy are
both idiots. So why mention them?
They usually were very good.
They're usually middle of the pack. Now they're.
We talked to Kyle earlier. He felt okay about his team. He's been a dumpster fire so far.
So in my case notes here, I have Neil is bad.
I think we all can agree Neil is bad.
I have RVH, that's Van. I have is dog shit, and I have Eric is cat shit. My sister is better than everyone except for Hank, Paul, and K-Not. So those are my exact notes.
I think that's like the motto of our league this year. Like, I think my cat could manage a better team than for sure Neil.
I'm gonna put that on the league board.
I think my cat would be in like fourth right now. That's how bad the league is.
Yeah, well.
So really not even giving ourselves enough credit here. The rest of the league is bad.
Yeah.
We are very good right now.
We are very. We drafted well. We set the lineups. We have the cards in our hand. We just got to put all the aces out there, and we've done that so far. Everybody else has been putting out jokers. So I think we're doing fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very excited about fantasy football for the first time in my life, really. Mm-hmm. Ever since I had Neil Rackers in like 7th grade, he had like the year of his life, and I went like 2-10, but Neil Rackers just really killed it that year. That was my fantasy highlight to date. So it should be a good one. We'll definitely update you on the proceedings of this week's marquee matchup between Hank and Paul, 6-1. Should be televised even, really. Should be televised.
Probably could Periscope that or something.
We could Periscope it.
Yeah.
Periscope from Palisade.
Periscope from Palisade. Here we go. Hey! We're going to trademark that. Nobody jump on that. That's all I did. Don't do it.
Not too many ideas at once. Hank's a lawyer. He'll get that squared away.
All righty, John.
All right, so we'll update you on fantasy in the coming week. We'll see when we do the next one. But just know, the right people are in charge of our fantasy league right now. So rest assured, loyal listeners, Hank and Paul are dominating fantasy. All right, when we come back, we are going to interview Eric about Cleveland sports. The exciting hotbed of sports in the country right now. I don't think anywhere else is better off, so stay tuned.
I don't agree with that. You're perfect, Paul.
And we're back! We're not recording by accident at all. We are here with Eric, at the height of Cleveland sports. Eric, why are the Browns 0-7?
We had to sacrifice one team, and it looks like this year's the Browns to do it. And get the number one pick.
Get the number one pick.
That was a good response. That's, I think really that is what happened, right? They sucked all, as if there wasn't enough already. They just put all the crap on the Browns to allow the other teams to thrive. So we've got the Indians. We really haven't talked about the playoffs since they started. We did like a, we had like last week of the season maybe. So the Indians like steamrolled through the Red Sox and Blue Jays, losing only one game.
One game to the Blue Jays, yeah.
And the Cubs, they beat who at first?
Giants.
Giants.
Got a little
closer. And then they beat
the
Dodgers in game six.
Yeah.
And then last night, World Series started. Kluber dominated the Cubs.
That two-seam fastball running all
over. Yeah, it was pretty nasty.
Roberto Perez,
two home runs. And then Andrew Miller came in and threw, what, like three innings
three,
maybe?
Yeah.
Two plus probably. 48 pitches, something like that.
Yeah, he threw like 50 pitches. So today we've got Trevor the Finger Bauer.
The finger. The pinky finger.
Trevor the
pinky finger.
Soldering, cauterizing iron, soldering.
It's cauterizing and soldering iron. You get it mixed up.
Trevor Soldering Iron Bauer. That's what we're calling
he's
him
gonna
now.
He's
going to
pitch tonight. I don't know how he's gonna go
yeah,
for.
What's
going to
happen?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking, I think his pinky's going to hold up. He's had enough time to heal, but I don't know how effective he's going to be. So I'm thinking Salazar, who is active on this roster,
but hasn't
could come
pitched
in, but hasn't pitched
a long time. Right?
Either Salazar, Clevinger, or Merritt could come in like
and
in the second or third.
And
Merritt's
the lefty dude that pitched game four, three,
he pitched a
one of those
five. And then they'll go off to the bullpen, fifth
and
or sixth
see what happens.
Yeah. So I don't expect a whole lot out of
him. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, one thing about him is you know he'll give whatever he has. So if
that's
he's able
sure.
to pitch, he'll be pitching. And then Arrieta's throwing, and he's going to have a lot of pressure on him because
he's had some bad postseason starts.
Yeah.
I know. Ever since like last year ended, he hasn't really been the same. So I don't know what to expect out of him. But
he's got a great beard, though.
He does have an excellent beard. Kind of like
Hank shaking his head.
Kind of like
I don't want anything to do with the stupid ass Cubs. Anything to do with the Cubs and their beard. I respect a beard. I have a beard. I love a beard. I cherish a beard. I respect a beard. But if you're with the Cubs, I'll burn you.
You in the right house tonight, boy. You in the right house.
Burn them and their house.
We'll talk smack to every Cubs fan in the vicinity. Boy, were they salty today after game one.
They were salty.
Yeah.
Salty is
my nice. My co-teacher in 7th and 8th period is a very big Cubs fan from Southern Illinois. And he was rather despondent today. So we'll see how he is at work tomorrow. He's confident still. I think everybody kind of knew Kluber might just shut him down.
The best part for the Tribes, though, they didn't hit a lot against the Blue Jays. They
yeah,
just
they actually
didn't
hit.
Go up any runs. But last night they had 10 hits. From what, five different guys?
Yeah.
So it was
although it was really, it was just Lindor, Ramirez, and Perez, really. They
and
had
Davis had one. Broke
Davis
out of his over
one.
Slump.
So, I don't know. Good start. The Indians needed that for sure. I think tonight's the interesting game. We'll see.
It's going to be loud at the Jake.
It will be loud at the Jake. Especially after they raised the banner last night in the queue, Eric.
What a great night.
Everything
was good last night. The Cavs win. They raise the banner, get the rings. The Indians win. The Warriors lose by a lot.
Yeah, Kawhi lit that ass up.
The Warriors still have not won since the release of the Curry 2 woes. I mean, that's something to think about.
Got to think the streak carries on until next season, right?
But
they're
going to
lose all 82 games.
40 seasons at least.
All right, so what's your prediction, Eric? World Series, how many games is it going?
I'm gonna say five. I'll give the Cubs one at home.
So the Cubs are gonna win four in a row.
Hendricks pitches game three at home. I think that'll be a tough one to win, but I've got a feeling about the Tribe this year and they're rolling.
Cause game two is tonight. It's Bauer Arrieta. It's looking Cubs, but I don't know. It's in Cleveland and things are happening there. Game three, like you said, will be tough. Game four is gonna be. Stupid John Lackey against Kluber again on short rest. So that should be a Tribe win, I would assume. So
screw John Lackey. He's the guy you want on your team, but when He's not on your team.
Oh, you don't like John Lackey anymore?
I hate John Lackey.
Not anymore.
Not after that 2.3 ERA season he had for the Cardinals, what, 2 years ago?
He's an asshat. Like,
he is.
But when he was with the Cardinals for 3 years, I loved him.
He's still an asshat, dude.
Yeah, he's still an asshat, but he's an asshat you like on your team, but I'm over him. And as soon as he left, I said, good riddance. Pack your bags and take your slaw ass back up to Chicago. I don't care. We don't need you. Well, one thing I thought was interesting was, after watching the Cubs beat the Dodgers and actually go to the World Series, it felt like that was more of a victory than actually what it should have been. You know, like there was, oh, we're going to the World Series first time.
It's been so long.
Yeah, but like, then you get yourself so hyped after that, and then you lose the first game and you just come down so far.
They won 103 games most of the regular season. The media's been pumping them all offseason.
That's something hard.
And then you get there against the Indians, they're supposed to lose the Red Sox, supposed to lose the Blue Jays, supposed to lose the Cubs. So it's like it's already happened.
Yeah.
You know.
That's how baseball works. Also, this happened with the Rangers in 2010. They never made it before. Nobody was picking them to do anything. They get into the World Series, and everyone was just happy that they were there.
Yeah.
And then the Giants just pounded the snot out of them. But I was like kind of at peace with it because I was just happy that they made it. So that's kind of what's happened. The Cubs, it's been what? Since 45 or whatever we keep hearing this?
Yeah, like 60
years. I mean,
years.
The season is a victory for them, even if they get swept in the World Series just for making it, which makes it hard to play in the World Series once you're actually there. So that is somewhat of a – because the Indians haven't won in forever, but they were there. It's been a while. But
in the 90s.
Within
like
25 years or something. Yeah.
It's in the same way. If the Indians – I feel really good about them winning the series, but if they lose, I'm not going to be like – we're missing our second starter, our third starter, our top 10 MVP caliber left fielder. I mean, we have a lot of holes right now.
Yeah, they've had guys step up. Lindor, Ramirez has been awesome. Yeah, they kind of have come
nowhere. Ramirez needs some respect. He's, half a year older than Lindor or half a year younger, one of the way. They're almost the same age, 22, 23. He's a hitting machine.
Yeah, I think
the Cubs should have Bartman sacrifice a live goat on the mound before Game 3.
I'm for sacrifices.
That would be good. That would be great TV. So imagine they make him wear the same clothes. He walks out onto the mound, and then all of a sudden, like I don't know who we'd have carry it out. Like someone is parading out a goat with like a rope around its neck.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael Jordan himself. MJ.
The goat carrying a goat. The goat carrying a the goat.
Yeah, the goat brings out a goat, and he's on the mound, and he lets it free, and then it just stands there because it knows its fate, and then Steve Bartman just chops its neck right off. That's some good TV. That's what we need. And
I'd watch that. I'd record it and watch it again.
And then Cleveland comes back. Let's say that gives them a little bit of a jolt. Game 6, they come back. LeBron comes out, bringing a goat, and he dunks the goat through a live goat through a basket, and then he cuts his head off.
If this probably won't happen, can we do this in your backyard?
Can we
do that? I mean, if it's our, like, we buy the goat, it's our goat, we can kill it, right?
Well, I think you might piss off some, what are those, PETA people?
PETA.
Well, not the neighbors, screw the neighbors, the PETA people, but you don't have to tell them, but we're obviously going to record it and post it somewhere.
I think that's where you cross the line. I don't know
if you can get around that. You can get around it is if it's based for your religion. So that's how a lot of people get around it. Oh, your religion is to slaughter goats and drink the blood or do whatever. Like, that's what religions are. I don't know. Like, who are you to judge religion, Eric?
Eric.
But you can do it. Like, that's how you get around it. But, I mean, you obviously have to show that you're, you know, this, you know, whatever those...
But you're prepared to do that.
I'm prepared to change my life to do this.
I thought so. Yeah.
Don't you know, like, crime's a passion? Couldn't this just be like an act of passion? It's a sports related thing.
Killing a goat?
Yeah.
Can I kill those cats and make it an
That's the other thing. One, there's the cats, so they're all the black cats all around. Because our neighbor feeds them. And her dog barks at like all hours of the day and night very loudly, the stupid little dog.
Barking at the cats that she feeds.
I think she could tolerate for one day us slaughtering a live goat in our backyard. Sure.
Well, what we could do, we could slaughter the goat, dunk it, and then have a goat barbecue. Like a Greek festival. Greeks eat goats.
Katie's Greek.
We'll have like a whole Greek barbecue and... All right. And
we'll have Katie get the goat because they have like some sort of goat dispensary for Greek people, I presume, right?
I actually think at Charlie's Meat Market, they got... Well, it's obviously sliced up, but... I know I got a goat.
No,
guy.
We want a live
you
one.
You got a guy.
I got a guy. My dad's actually getting goats for his farm. So, and
really?
They have goats
we
out there.
Just sneak one out, right?
Yeah, out at the Tennessee River. They live next to a bunch of Amish people, and they trade with the Amish. Like, they don't use money or whatever. They trade.
What's
like
he trading?
Is this bartering?
They got a barter system. It's like completely 1750 stuff.
Before 1750s, pal. This is my domain now. My history teacher.
Okay, history. So
actually, we just talked about it today. In the Middle Ages, around the 12th, 13th century, Europeans transitioned from bartering to money.
Okay, well, so this is some...
bam!
What kind
of history?
What kind of stuff did your dad trade for goats?
Skills, you know, other, like, tires or, you know, wood or chainsaw. I don't know, like, whatever people trade. So we can barter with the Amish. Maybe they could teach us how to... the proper technique and the proper knife to slice the throat and then just take the head off and dunk the head through the basketball goal.
Call yourself LeBron.
I like this.
We have obviously lowered a goal to a 6-foot goal. But I think we got a real possibility here of doing something spectacular.
I think we could do this. I say we lower it to a 3-foot goal, and then when Adam's in town, he gets to dunk.
Adam, yeah, honorary. Maybe.
Adam can't dunk. He can't even. He,
all right, 2-foot goal. 2-foot goal.
Where you can just stand and drop
how
it.
How far out does your dad live?
Are we actually talking about getting a goat, or is this a real question?
Well, I mean, I want to trade with Amish.
Yeah, okay, so how does this work? Do you, like, I get together, like, I don't know, like 2 working chainsaws, and I take it down to, like, Jebediah's farm, and I'm like, hey, man, I want a goat, and then we just trade?
I think that's exactly, from my understanding, you know, I've never been there for the actual hand-to-hand transaction, but from what I understand, my dad takes them like a jug of milk or, you know, a block of cheese and like, hey, Jebediah, can I have a goat for this block of cheese?
Isn't that the other way around? Like, he should be getting the cheese and the milk from Jebediah?
Yeah, that's what I was...
But if he wants a goat, though, you can get a goat at like an agri center or something.
Wait,
like
so...
that.
So what do they actually want? Because you were just naming off, like, power tools, and now we're talking about, like, dairy products.
They don't have any gas for the power tools, right? So they have no electricity.
Some are more Amish than others are.
They're posers!
Now, I don't know. Like, what do you... You can't call a poser them posers. You've never even been over there. You even know what I had to go get.
Now we're getting at the real issues of society. We don't want to go there on this podcast.
We're going, baby.
Oh, we're going places we've never been before. Hank, I expect a live goat next week when we do the podcast.
Let me
write
make
it
a note
right
here.
Now. Okay.
Call
live goat.
Dad
ask
about
guy.
Goat. You can call him right now. He's probably just sitting at home.
This is exciting. We're going to have a goat next time.
We had goats growing up in Drummond's. We had like 6 goats. I used to feed them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Is that
they like
favorite?
It.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, so we had them fenced off around the lake, and
you
I would
like chuck a PB&J.
No. What I would do is like on.
And then they fight for it like.
No, on Sunday mornings before church, I would undo the hook and I just let the goats escape because I thought that was funny. My dad, like my parents, just like round up the goats. I thought it was funny, so every Sunday I'd do that, and then I'd get one, and I'd put a dog collar around its neck, and I'd walk around the house, and I'd open my window, tie it up. Through the window, through my room, and it was so it wouldn't like, you know, it had like 2 feet to go, and I would just make a peanut butter sandwich with bananas on it. My mom would ask me, like, what are you doing? It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Why are you making a peanut butter sandwich and jelly sandwich with bananas on it? I was like, don't worry about it, Mom. And so I'd feed it to the goat.
That is not a real story.
I swear to God, that's a real story.
That definitely happened.
That's not a real story.
It did. You look at him, you can see it. You see in his eyes, that happened.
That's clearly a real story. I'm at a loss for words.
What kind of noise do the goats make?
I think the same as sheep make.
Hank, could you please make a goat noise right now?
I think the exact same noise.
I think actually, right? Yeah.
That was pretty good.
My experience with goats is only watching that one video on YouTube where it's like
goat screams.
Oh yeah, I guess that one too. There's one where it's like. Something, it's somebody's farm, and there's, like, 2 goats, and they put, like, pajamas on them, and they're, like, jumping all over the place. I'll show it to you later.
I think I've seen that one. Yeah.
It's a good one. One's got, like, little strawberries on his pajamas. It's adorable.
Strawberries is a good fruit.
I do like strawberries.
Speaking of fruits, before I forget, because I just forgot, do you want to do our list?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. Well, let's have Eric do his list, and then we can do ours separately. Because okay. We kind of stopped talking about Cleveland sports.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we know they're good. Eric's obviously going
to
pick
them. Yeah, they're good. They're the best.
I mean, do you think...
that watch Cleveland sports, they all say they're the best.
Do you...
Wait.
The crowd tonight is going to be huge.
Wait, this is the content we need. We were looking for more of this.
Do you think Cleveland's going to win? Well, I mean, what is your prediction for the series?
I mean, I think whoever wins tonight is going to win. That's my...
That makes no sense. It's a baseless claim. It's a false claim.
That's what I think.
I agree with Eric.
I think
Cleveland wins. I think Cleveland wins the six. I'm not going to go five. I think Cleveland's going
to
go with six.
If I had to pick right now, I would pick the Indians. But I think if the Cubs win tonight, I think it's interesting and the Cubs have a chance.
Hey, if Cleveland, when they win, are you going to go up there for the parade?
No.
Can
you and your dad, your dad and me go?
Yeah.
Is your dad going to go?
No. My dad's not going to go to watch people ride around in a truck around the block.
But J.R. Smith will be there with his shirt off.
And a handle of Jack.
Can your dad come watch a game with us?
Yeah.
When do they play this weekend?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to watch Notre Dame's.
Can we get your dad to come here Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
It's going to be... I'm going to be at their house Friday because I got to work.
Sunday?
If we make it to Sunday...
Hmm. I just want to get extremely...
Sunday's game five.
Yeah.
Outside. What's outside, Eric?
Above. On the window.
Gosh damn it.
Riveting stuff. Oh, I see it now. It's like a...
Oh, I see it. It's like a
big. Oh,
it just
went away. Hank killed it.
It flew.
It was a flying beetle.
It jumped off.
It was an African flying beetle. I thought it was like extremely poisonous.
Shut up.
That's coming from a guy who feeds... peanut butter sandwiches to goats in his spare time.
Peanut butter banana. You know who else ate
peanut butter
banana sandwiches?
Elvis!
Elvis.
Muhammad Ali.
Elvis!
Is that a thing? He did?
Hell yeah. Oh, they have like, there's like 1,000 recipes for it. Like, there's like a bunch of famous recipes for it. Actually, they're redoing Graceland.
Are they?
They're like changing that whole area.
Maybe I should go before they do it.
You get the old Elvis.
Yeah.
The old
way I can say,
Graceland.
Oh, I knew what Graceland was like before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw all you.
Right
now,
have you been before, Hank?
Nobody
from
Memphis has ever been to...
The three of us should go.
Right
let's
now?
Go.
Let's take the pod with us.
Let's
live from Graceland. It's the podcast about... That's probably not legal, I don't think.
We should all go to Graceland and talk it, because
I don't
know.
We're going to be doing it, because we need to go before then.
How much does it cost to get in?
Too much, but it's worth it.
That's a determining factor.
No, it's one of those things that, like, we should go anyway.
Yeah. Because anybody from Memphis has never been to Graceland.
Yeah.
You ask anybody from Memphis who grew up in Memphis, never been to Graceland. All right. So, back to list. Eric, what's your list? We're going to do a list.
Give us your five favorite. You want to do holidays or candies?
Let's do candies, since in the holiday spirit, Halloween's right around the corner. Top five candies.
Go. On the spot.
What are those little sugar that come in the little wrapper?
Smarties?
It's up there.
Oh, you did.
I forgot about Smarties. Let me add that to my
favorite. We got sour gummy worms.
Sour gummy. Oh.
Those are good.
Milky Way.
Twix. Milky Way. Twix. What's number five?
I've never been a huge fan of Twix.
Twix are underrated.
Yeah, I like the crunch.
Yeah.
The crunch is... I like
I'm not a crunchy guy. That's probably why.
I don't know. It's tough. We brought up so many good ones earlier. What are they called?
I don't know, Eric. What are they called?
They're colored.
Describe them.
And they're like Smarties, but they're bigger and they have a harder outside shell.
Sprees.
They're good, but I haven't had them in 10 years.
Yeah, so you don't know if they changed the recipe. Right?
I can't tell you. I've got, recently there are they're like sweet tarts, but they're like chewy. You know sweet tarts, you like kind of, they're like a hard candy.
I don't like
you suck
those
on
as
it.
Much.
But these ones are chewy, and they taste like sprees, but they're like...
Don't they make a chewy spree?
Smaller. They do, but it's bigger, and these are
sprees
better than those. No, not normally.
No, like
not
they
normally.
Have, no, like they make a chewy
depends
spree.
On how long you suck on them.
They make a chewy spree and
there's
like
a
hard
chewy
candy
spree.
Spree.
And a normal spree.
Yeah.
And they have those for sweet tarts, too, but the chewy sweet tarts... There's
remember,
one girl in class, she gives me like a big handful of them every day. They're delicious.
We're going to move on from that. You remember how people in middle school used to think Rolos were like the best thing ever? They come
really
to
like Rolos.
Yeah. I like a good caramel.
Oh, I've got $1. I'm going to get a Rolo.
Rolos were like the high class candy snack in middle school. They are good.
I said, no, get out of here. I got a fudge round.
Fudge round.
I don't like fudge round.
But that's not a candy, though. That's a sweet. That's a sweet. That's like a brownie.
Yeah, that's a sweet.
It is like a brownie.
I like oatmeal cream pies. I don't like fudge rounds.
You're an idiot. Oatmeal cream pie. Paul, what is your list of top candies?
All right, let me see here. I'm more of like a sour guy than chocolate guy. Number one, Sour Patch Kids. Clearly, Sour Patch Kids. Number two, flavored Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, those are good.
Flavored Tootsie Rolls, very good.
Yeah, half of them are good. Half of them are great. Half of them are dog shit.
All of them are good.
No.
The lemon is the best. The orange is second. The lime is third. Even, like, the vanilla one is good.
Vanilla's terrible.
You're wrong. Flavored Tootsie Rolls, number two. Swedish Fish, number three.
Dude, those are so bland.
Yes.
And they get
they have no. Yes.
No,
you
they
gotta,
don't.
You gotta, like, fish
no,
them out
don't.
After you're done.
Yeah, that's why they're called Swedish Fish. Ooh! No, you fish it out with another Swedish fish. That's what you
do. Just keep...
Number four, 100 grand bar.
Yes, those are good.
Those are delicious.
Mama loves those.
Don't know if...
I think that's a solid choice.
You gave me a weird look. Number five, orange slices.
Orange slices are amazing.
Those are... My grandma always used to give me orange slices, so those have sentimental value.
Yeah, Katie's mom gets me those. We both share an affection for orange slices, and she gets me those. Those are good.
I don't associate those with Halloween. That's why they're so low. That's, like, my favorite. Those and, like, peach rings. And then honorable mention, Dots, because they get stuck in your teeth really bad. And I like Whoppers. Whoppers. I like Whoppers. Not the burgers. The chocolates. And then also, I listed one thing I think is stupid is candy apples. I don't get that idea. You know where there's like an apple with like caramel on the outside?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they're a lot weird.
I don't get why that is a thing that people have ever liked at any point in time.
I agree. That's a solid list.
What's your list?
I have
number one, Hershey's Cookies and Cream Bar.
Yeah.
Ah, I forgot.
Oh, yes.
Those are good.
Love those.
I do love those.
Number two, I have White Chocolate Kit Kat.
You and me love White Chocolate.
Oh, White Chocolate.
I like that.
That's not a combination that should exist.
Number two, I have Hershey's Kisses with caramel on the inside.
No. I like what I'll tell you what I like.
You already had your list.
The hugs. I like the hugs where it's like half white chocolate, half like milk chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that is.
And it's like a spiral.
Any of
like
the Hershey's
Bengals
Kisses
helmet.
Are probably solid, yeah.
Those are good.
Number four, Milky Way. Mm-hmm. Number five, I love a good Butterfinger, that little crunchiness.
I can't do Butterfingers.
And my honorable mention is the Junior Mint. It's minty, it's chocolatey, it's a Junior Mint. So that's my little pitch for the Junior Mint. My list is better than all y'all's lists. Y'all already
know. No, it's not. There were no sour candies besides my list. You have to have sour.
There's
candies.
No bad list here. They're all...
Yeah,
no. Hank's list is better. Junior Mints are not a Halloween treat for me. That's a movie theater snack. I've never seen Junior Mints outside of a TV commercial or a movie theater.
Enough.
I don't walk through the candy section of the grocery store.
The candies are right at the checkout area.
Yes,
they have Junior Mints at the checkout in the Kroger.
Do you want me to take you a picture when
I
go to work
there? Yeah,
I
would, because I've never seen one there before.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, well, I've never seen
it. Indisputable photographic.
It will be indisputable.
There better be, because otherwise we can't overturn the replay.
All right, next list we have top holidays. Since we are in the holiday spirit, we're coming down to the holiday season. Halloween just a couple days away. Eric, top holidays, go.
July 4th, easy.
July 4th, America.
That's shocking to me. I knew that would be number one.
What's wrong with dog days, though? Hey, we're going to get hot water.
Uh-oh.
You haven't had hot water?
No, because they changed our gas meters.
Just
and
today,
the,
right?
They changed them yesterday, and then the pilot light went out, which I relit it last night, and then it must have gone out overnight because I can't start it again today.
Yes.
And
having trouble pulling
into
the
driveway. I'm going to let them fix it because they screwed it up.
Yeah, we're going to interview the MOGW guy. Finish your list real quick before you got to talk with the...
July 4th, number one.
July 4th.
New Year's Eve, New Year's... it's a combination of all things. You got parties, you got alcohol, football. That's it. That's all I got, too.
That's
Those are the biggest two. Opening day for me, that's a holiday.
Yeah, man. I agree.
It's opening day baseball. I didn't put on the list, but that should be a holiday.
All right, Paul, what do you have?
All right. I'm going to wait till Eric walks away. Number one, I have Thanksgiving.
Well, that's sweet.
I like the... Is that bad? Is that bad?
No, I don't know what happened.
Thanksgiving dinner is like the best meal of the year every year, and there's football on all day, which is nice. And it's like Thanksgiving gets its own break from school, but also it's not like you don't get it built up as much as like Christmas. Like I'm tired of Christmas by the time it happens because of all the stuff.
All the advertisements, all the commercials, all the
Let's alternate. What's your number one?
Okay, my number one, I kind of went with you. I went Christmas and Thanksgiving is a number one because it's in the Christmas season, the holiday season. I agree with you on Thanksgiving. You know, the family gets together. Christmas, same thing. Family gets together. They're like 20 days apart. So I kind of did a combo with them because I felt it would be unfair to the other holidays and not mention them. But Christmas, Thanksgiving, definitely number one. You can't, I mean, you have to put them number one.
Yeah, I agree. My number two, New Year's. I like New Year's. There's football, college football. It's the best time for college football. There's partying and stuff, and then staying up late to watch some old guy, like, say, narrate a large ball dropping from the sky is, for some reason, appealing to me. So New Year's number two.
My number two is 4th of July, Independence Day. America, we love you, the beautiful. Let's shoot the hell out of some fireworks, drink some cool Miller Lights, and let's get on with it.
That's my number three is 4th of July. Tough holiday to beat, for sure.
My number three is Mardi Gras. Just take that train, that Amtrak's train out of New Orleans on the party train and drink it up. And we love New Orleans. New Orleans is a fantastic city. The Mardi Gras parade, the Mardi Gras holiday.
Having
a beat of purple haze.
17 at Mardi Gras.
Have some of those damn hand grenades, that'll make you stay up until 6 in the morning and throw up everywhere. And speaking from a couple experiences.
He's going
to
ring
live action, MLGW guy coming to the front door right now.
We're just letting it happen.
Don't take this awful.
Okay, what's your...
Well, you got number four.
Oh, yeah, I'm number four. Okay, so you just said Mardi Gras. So Thanksgiving / Christmas.
All right, appreciate it.
What's Eric, it? Why didn't you get him to stay? Oh, okay. Eric's going outside because he's lying. MLGW guy's going outside.
All right. So what's your number four?
My number four is Christmas. It's got to be on the list.
Yeah, it's got to be on the list.
But, like, it's not my favorite. Like, I enjoy it. It's nice NBA is on all day.
Yeah, NBA is on all day. So my number four is Cinco de Mayo. The Mexican holidays. Boom, you're drinking a margarita, you're drinking a Modelo, you're eating tacos, chips and dip, quesadillas. I love Mexican food. I actually, on a list, my demographic, I put Mexican. I love Cinco de Mayo.
I do love Cinco de Mayo. I didn't think of that one. Mexican food is pretty great, right. And margaritas are even greater. Number five, I put St. Patrick's Day.
As did I, St. Patrick's Day, number five. Yes, that's correct.
It's not really like that big of a holiday, I feel like, but St. Patrick's Day was a very huge deal at Notre Dame, and that's a fun day. I like St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah, the green beers and the beards. A lot of people, Irish people, have beards.
Yeah.
We can get behind that.
Green beer. People dye their beards green. It's nice. Do you have an honorable mention?
I sure do. Do you have an honorable mention?
I do. What is yours?
My honorable mention is Super Bowl Sunday.
That's a good one. I put Halloween.
Halloween.
Just because I felt bad that we just talked about candy for Halloween and I didn't put it on the list. I don't really like Halloween that much.
Yeah, I mean, once you get older than 8 years old, I mean...
It's just kind of there. I don't like dressing up. It always gets too hot because we don't live in, like, the north.
Yeah. So, this time of year, it is kind of warm. You got like six layers of clothes on for your whole giddy up.
If you want to actually dress as something cool, it's going to be kind of an inconvenience to you.
Yeah.
And then I did put, for my stupid one that I'm listing, this is not a holiday. It's just another candy I wanted to crap on. It's Bitto Honey.
Bitto.
Has anyone ever actually enjoyed the experience of eating a Bitto Honey before? Maybe the guy who invented it, but besides him.
I guess a starving person. If you're on a desert island, yeah, you're starving, and you only had a bit of honey to eat.
I guess it's not so bad that if I was about to die of hunger, I would still turn it down. I would eat a bit of honey if I was starving.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess this is it. Eric, if you didn't notice, left.
Yeah, he abandoned us for the MLGW guy.
He's with the MLGW guy, probably starting their own podcast. Whatever. We're not upset about it. Do we get... Oh, there. He's talking. He's using hand gestures to express what he's saying to him. He gave
it's
us...
not a very... He just did like a thing like this where he just fist bumped, but it was in a not nice way.
He gave, he gave us explicit instructions to not talk to this man.
He said, don't make it weird. So that's obviously going to happen. Here we go. We're about to make it weird.
Aside, so
we'll see.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, we're recording the podcast. Say what's up to the people. The people want to hear you.
Hey, what's going on? Live who?
Do what?
Live broadcast to who?
This is our
like
podcast.
Our own radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, how y'all doing?
All right.
Not too bad. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, special guest. What's your name?
Mr. Foster.
Mr. Foster from MLGW is going to take care of us and get us some hot water.
I'm his roommate. He doesn't live here.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Yeah.
Well, who's the Charger fan?
Oh, that's our fantasy.
That's a good story. That's go ahead.
That's our fantasy football trophy.
Really?
Back-to-back champion.
He's the champion.
Yeah.
Right.
It's signed by Ryan Leaf.
Okay.
It's authentic.
Well,
that was awesome. MODW guy.
Apparently, I guess we'll wrap it up. We'll come back and close in a sec.
Shirt's coming off.
Eric took his shirt off. It's party time. Podcast party.
All right. We're going to finish this up. I love Abita. I love the Purple Haze. It was a strawberry lager. You really like your fruity beer?
I thought it was raspberry.
Was it raspberry? Strawberry. Yes.
I think it's raspberry.
Aren't they the same thing? Technically. I mean, obviously, they're different.
No, they're
technically. So it was a raspberry lager. Normally, I don't go for the fruity style, but it's not an overpowering
fruity
style.
You wouldn't really know
if
it didn't tell
you,
I don't think.
Because I had to look on the bottle to see what kind of fruit it was, and it was a raspberry. Fantastic. I would rate it a 8.7.
8.7. I enjoyed my Kona Longboard. I already knew that I would because I have had it before, and it is good. It is an island lager, and it makes you feel like you're in Hawaii. So, I don't know. I would say I'd give it an 8.5 out of 10.
That's
pretty
probably
good.
A solid assessment.
Pretty good, yeah.
Our friend Shelby went to Hawaii and brought me back. She knows I like the Kona stuff. She brought me back a Kona shirt from the brewery.
Ooh.
So
that's authentic. That makes it cooler.
Aloha, bro.
Hey, we should all go to Hawaii.
Yeah. Can she take us to Hawaii?
Before or after we go to Graceland?
After. Graceland. We can do Graceland soon.
Graceland's not in Hawaii?
Hawaii, and we can plan it out. After we go to Australia. We go to Australia first and Hawaii down
there. Yeah. Let's do it at the same time.
I'm still broke.
Hang loose, bro. Hang loose.
Crocodile Dundee with the Kangaroos.
I do that all the time now. People are like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, man, what's up?
I do that all the time, too. Yeah. Katie gets pissed at me. She goes, you look like an idiot. I said, when she's trying to do schoolwork on the couch, and I'll be in my chair, I'll just do this for 10 straight minutes until she looks at me.
How do you describe this? Because we keep saying we do this.
It's the surfer hang loose. This is the hang loose.
You put your middle three fingers down and touch the bottom of your palm, and then you extend your pinky and your thumb out, and then you twist it side to side like a little mini helicopter. Hang loose, bro. Right? Like that's
you gotta get the double for full effect.
Sabe.
Now you know the sign how it originated, right?
I don't know.
It was so when surfers were passing each other, they did this sign to say what's up. That's their sign.
That's what they did?
That's not true at all. I made that story up. Did it sound real?
You're supposed to be a teacher.
I'm going
to
tell everybody that.
That's when you're
a
teacher, you say things off the side that aren't true, and then it makes it seem like you're cool and it's a real thing. And then you say, ha-ha, that's not true. I lied to you. And then they know not to respect authority. No, that's not true at all.
What?
Inception. No, anyway.
Brain's all twisted up like a pretzel right now.
I made up all of these stories. I like Kona longboards. What does the shirt look like?
It's a gray shirt and it has the Kona symbol. It's actually the longboard. It's
like
whatever.
This?
Yeah, it's got the
with the
lizard
gecko or whatever.
Yeah, it's got that right here. It's got that exact thing right here on the back. It's got this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I have to wear it over here next weekend.
Is there a frocket?
No, there's no frocket.
Oh, I like frockets. Cool.
What do you put in your frocket?
Well, okay, when I walk out of school, I put my my Ray-Bans in there. And sometimes,
name dropping. He couldn't just say sunglasses. This guy's got Ray-Bans.
I got Ray-Bans.
Who can afford that?
It was a Christmas gift. I wouldn't buy them myself.
The only thing I put in my front
sometimes
pockets are
pens.
Pencils and pens and highlighters. I'm a yellow highlighter guy.
I still keep the writing utensil behind my ear.
Yeah, I do. I do. You got to keep the pencil right here all the time.
That's what I do.
I don't do that for some reason.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. Clearly, it's the superior method of storing
writing. I put my pens in my desk.
Our grandfathers and their grandfathers has been passed along to our lineage.
They had a quill pen with a feather, so that made sense to put it behind your ear because you looked cool. Or they put a feather in your cap, mate.
Shut up.
You can take that part out. It sounded stupid.
Game two in 20 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Go try.
Hot damn.
Go try.
Do we think the end's going to get rained out?
I haven't checked the forecast. I have no idea.
Last night I saw like at 9 there's a 90% chance of rain or something.
At 9?
So in other words,
quick
if this
work.
Game is under 3 hours, quick it's
work.
Okay. But if not, it's not.
Bauer's going to throw...
Nine innings,
perfect game, 27 strikeouts.
I want to see a slow-mo like Fox does where you see really how the ball's moving, except for his finger rips off and goes with the ball. That would be sweet.
And then like blood's going, it hits the catcher in the face and hits the umpire.
It's like
blood
fatality. He throws his finger.
And then
Marlins still pitches an inning after that.
Marlins man behind home plate gets blood all over his stupid Marlins jersey.
Well, no, he's not there because he said he's never going back.
Why?
Because they last time he went there, people treated it poorly or whatever because he was wearing a Marlins jersey.
He's Marlins man.
They thought that he was, I know, right? But they thought he was like making fun of them for the World Series.
Seven.
Of course. So, of course, there's like drunk people yelling at him. So he claims he's never coming back now.
Well, that's
on him.
I can see both sides.
And a sideways.
How have you not gotten that for the past 6 years of your life while you've been
doing
that? Like, you bring a certain amount of that to yourself.
I can see both sides. I'm not surprised that the Indians were not accepting of a Marlins fan, but at the same time, like, everybody knew who he was.
Sorry
so
that
should
drunk
have been
people
okay.
didn't like
him. Yeah, but at the same time, like, okay, I think he probably knew where that was going.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get Marlins Man on the podcast. I'll send him a message on Facebook.
All right, sweet.
All right, sounds good. That's all we have.
That's it.
We got 18 minutes till the Tribe play. Should be a good game.
Should be a good game. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe.
Goodbye. Right.
Goodbye.
Peace.
So long. Goodbye.